Thank you, Mr. President. Hopefully, something a little more simple than that discussion.
Hopefully, you're right.
Historically, we do review the upcoming calendar year with council at the end of the year in this timeframe to go over the schedule and review the suggested council meeting schedule for the year. I'm passing down a table that shows or highlights the suggested 2019 schedule. It's a color-coded table that shows the different holidays that the county historically follows, as well as the suggested meeting days and the suggested days that county council will not meet. We are following the same pattern that we have followed in most recent years, which includes county holidays that follow state and federal holiday schedule. There are 9 holidays listed here, 2 holidays, that being Christmas and Thanksgiving. We do take off 2 days, therefore 11 days off. That's for county holidays. And then as far as county meeting days, we are meeting the days indicated in green and taking off the days indicated in red. I am suggesting we take off the additional days listed in yellow. Those follow the patterns that we have had in recent years, going back at least 3 years. And the some amount of that would mean that we meet 37 times in 2019 and we are off 16 times in 2019. If you're curious, this current calendar year we met 37 times, or are scheduled to meet 37 times, and we're off 15 days. So this upcoming 2019 schedule nearly mirrors this current calendar year schedule.
Any questions to council?
Any questions? I do have a motion for your consideration.
And when we're talking now just about the meeting days first, right? Not the holidays, too. Got that somewhere else, the holiday list?
Correct. Well, I can list them here. My motion does consider both the holidays and the calendar days. But the holidays, as I mentioned, does follow the traditional holidays that we do have, which include New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Day, Good Friday, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. 2019 is not an election year, so that we will not have off on Election Day Tuesday like we did this year.
Have a motion.
Yes, Return Day.
Be it moved the Sussex County Council approves the 2019 county holiday schedule and the 2019 county meeting schedule as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions?
And I think it's there's 3 of us that are going to vote. There's 2 of you that will be on here, and the 3 that are actually most impacted are not here, who aren't voting. So
that's exactly right.
So what do we want to do for those 3 that are not here?
That's it.
should we make them work every week? I mean, what do you think?
We're carried away with ourselves here.
For the 3 that are not here.
Yeah, that's right. We will take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will. Yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Next items.
Go ahead, next, sir.
Thank you. County Administrator's report for November 27th. Item number 1, a reminder that the annual Caroline on the Circle program will take place on Monday, December 3rd at 6:30 in front of the Sussex County Courthouse. This is a free event sponsored by the Sussex County Council each year. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to attend and to bring a food item for the less fortunate if they can afford to do so. Hot chocolate and cookies will be served at the Georgetown Fire Hall after the program. The Pack the Pod campaign, which is the collection of the goods, will take place throughout the year until the end of December. Item 2, Sussex County Council will close on Friday, December 7th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to allow employees to attend the annual Mildred King Luncheon. Members of the public are asked to plan accordingly. County offices will reopen promptly at 2 p.m. Item 3, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, the preserve at Jefferson Creek sewer revision at its sewer laterals received substantial completion effective November 9th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any questions? Okay. If you would, Mr. Lawson, if you could just say a little something while I'm going to step out of the room for a second so we've got a quorum while I get back in here.
Certainly can.
Anything you want to sing, do a song and dance, I'll be back.
Well, I note that the next item of business is Mr. Hans Medlars. So, Hans, I know you will come forward and talk about South Coastal Reading Garden. Before you begin, though, let's wait for Mr. President to be back. Is there any items that the council would like me to...
I would just reaffirm that the comment that Sussex County offices will be closed, the employees will be part of the, other than those that are most critical to our county, i.e. our paramedics and a few others, right, that will be still working.
Yes, for clarification purposes. The EOC, where we have our 911 dispatchers and our paramedics at our 8 stations, our supervisors, and our on-call staff all remain in place and working. We do try to coordinate with staff to deliver a meal to them. Obviously, they can't leave their dispatch stations or their paramedic stations, so we do distribute food during the time of the annual employee luncheon, so they do are able to enjoy perhaps a better meal than they normally get during the day. So we don't want to leave anyone out. But yes, business goes on as normal for those critical functions that our staff do play.
Just to clarify, so nobody in our public thinks otherwise, right? Don't want to assume anybody, right? So. I think this is the first that I've been since in 4 years that we've actually put the meeting on a pause like this.
It shows how critical volunteering each as person. A public official it really is, right, to maintain a quorum. I believe we have a quorum now.
And I'm going to defer my departure, right, because I have to go, but I will defer my departure to the restroom until after we get take care of business here.
I deferred as long as I could.
Good morning again, Mr. President and Council members. The Reading Garden project at South Coast Library has been very successful. You know, it's been a long time in the making. Staff has been very patient with us to get this done. We have before you the change order number 2, and that comprises of several aspects. You may recall, in order to bring the project in budget and make the fire marshal comments code compliant, the council approved the removal of the roof panels over the Reading Garden. That was the roof panel material. That change order was passed right at the onset when you awarded the project. We always knew that there was also a labor component. So when the project then developed, when we developed the schedule of values for the project, we identified the labor component associated with the actual installation of the panels. That was in the order of $13,000. So having worked with the staff at the library, the staff had several asks in order to make the project more, user-friendly. The biggest one of these is to create additional floor space, and Ms. Cass is here to back me up on this, additional patron user space by removing some of the planted areas and replacing them with paver areas, you know, stone pavers. So that increases our usable space. Still no roof forward. We have a pergola canopy type with lighting, with fans. So it's a well-usable summer space, but not a winter space. Might be a three-season space, but not any more than that. There were a couple of minor other things. Lighting improvements. The style lighting we had initially specified did not really lend itself to rugged outdoor use where a lot of people would bang into it and maul around it. So we replaced it with a more substantial baller type light, and also beefed up the edging of the pavers, especially since we have an enlarged paver area. So we have a much, much deeper setting of the edging, so the pavers don't move and we don't have any future problems. So the good news is we made all this work within the allotted credit we had identified. So this is a scope change order, and the price does not change. However, the majority of the scope has not. We have authorized the bollard lighting to be ordered, but the edging and the additional paver is not installed, so awaiting your approval of the scope change.
Any questions? So you took the roof out and added pavers? is essentially.
It took the roof panel labor out, which was sort of hanging in free space, was not needed, because it was not initially identified in the bid, Councilman Burton, only the material was identified in the bid. That was taken off right away, off the table.
Okay.
That's the labor component.
More questions? Have a motion?
We do have a motion. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 2 for contract L19-03 South Coast Library Reading Garden alterations be approved with no change in the contract amount.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank
you,
Mr.
sir.
President.
Next, we're going to back up on the agenda to Mr. Burton for your discussion or whatever on the pending ordinances.
Yeah, I, you know, we are down two council people, so, Mr. President, due to two members being out, I don't think we should act on this pending density ordinance today, but I would like to make this comment, is that this ordinance has gained a lot of attention, as it should. It's a big deal, and it's important, and we should take a very close look at the ordinance and my intent of introducing it. So I will, through the remaining weeks, I will continue to work with county staff and our legal staff to ensure the ordinance does meet my intent and amends the code to protect the environment and to protect property rights. That is the balance that I'm trying to address with this ordinance. So I would like to
sure,
I'm happy for any discussion, no. but we'll bring it up when we're all together again.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Just one question, and from a legal position, and that would be based on the staff and the attorney, whatever they're doing and altering and shifting around the ordinance, the verbiage, at what point does it need to get back down to planning and zoning for their input? I mean, I don't know where that line is with regard to too much change, and then it has to go back down. Take this ordinance out, any ordinance. Is there a litmus test with regard to too much change that we're doing, whereas therefore it's required to go back down to planning and zoning?
The litmus test is based upon the short title that's introduced with the ordinance. And if you're making amendments that are within the confines of the short title, you can do so under the Delaware Code. If you go beyond what is in the short title, then you would have to have a new hearing. But as long as any amendments are made within those confines, you're okay.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hickey, Delaware Coastline Railroad lease agreement.